What we're looking for is a new, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Every time I hear this song, I keep thinking, the rest of y'all, I'm calling you 20. Hit me with the horns, 20. And another thing I wanted to ask on all these songs, man, is like the guy, when he writes down the lyrics, does he say, here we go now, period, here we go now, period, here we go now, period, here we go now.
Here we go now.
Period, here we go now.
Parentheses times four. Parentheses.
Okay. Just making sure, bruh. Just making sure. All right. Boyd, I have some stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have some numbers for you.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these you're going to like. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you our Numbers Matter segment. University Colleges, universitycolleges.com.
Talk to me.
784-3400. Caleb got a nice place to stay? Is he all settled in?
He's all settled.
Y'all all settled in over there?
Yeah.
Anybody know looking or anything?
No. Off the top of my head, not in September.
Brand new cottages. Some people, you know, like you break up with your roommate or.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's one I had with someone, like their place was basically condemned. And they had a place to live. Students had to have a place to live. I'm just telling you, the place to do this is University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Luxuries living for less than $500 a month, man. That's a great, great, great deal. So student debt, nope, don't worry about that. Live in a great place. You don't sacrifice anything, but boy, you don't pay those big high prices out there. UniversityCottages.com, 784-3400. In my email bag coming out later this morning.
Do another one today?
Yeah.
Did you do one yesterday?
Yeah.
Look at you.
They're flying in. I do it whenever I get three good emails, two or three or four, I'll get them all in there and, you know, let them build up and get them all in there. No sense doing one, no sense doing 10 or whatever, so do it that way. Tiger Man wrote in that he's having an argument with a Coot fan at work. And he talked about explosive plays, and he told him preseason to be the case, and he goes, give me some ammunition on if this new offense is working or not, if this new dedication is working or not. And he talked about how he, you can tell he listens to the show, he said Dabo fixes problems. So Tiger Man, I agree. And here's what I've got coming out, and I thought it was show-worthy too. Clemson so far, in a small sample size, against two teams that are really overmatched.
Mm-hmm.
They're second in the nation in plays over 30 yards. They're second in the nation in plays over 40 yards. They're fifth in the nation in plays over 50 yards. And they're third in the nation in plays over 60 yards. This offense, what did Dabo Swinney, Tony Elliott, Jeff Scott tell you in the offseason? What was the number one priority on offense?
Become more explosive on offense.
Get the explosive play back in the offense. Would you say second over 30, second over 40, fifth over 50, and third over 60 yards? Would you say that's happening?
I think it's not bad. Not bad at all. Yeah. This just gives credibility to all those anonymous quotes we read in the offseason from different coaches.
Yeah.
Because the one that I can't get out of my head right now is the anonymous ACC coach that said Dabo is not going to tolerate having an average passing attack this year. He won't tolerate it again.
Loves matriculating that ball vertically.
And here we are talking about all kinds of high ranking down the field plays.
I have more for you.
Do you?
Yeah.
You got a Sam Crow shirt this morning.
Yeah.
Wasn't mine last night? Yeah, Did you watch it?
No, I taped it. Don't know when I'm going to watch it because I'm golf today. I'm dinner in Greenville tonight and then I'm tomorrow. Yeah, got my cousin who's the assistant women's golf coach at Kansas is in town. They're playing over at Furman this weekend with their women's golf tournament. So we're going to go over and have dinner with
her. Now, let me ask you this. How are we going to play golf tomorrow if you have meetings tomorrow?
I got to be back here tomorrow night by 5 o'clock.
So we're not playing golf
tomorrow. No, we are going to Katichi tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so I don't have time to watch Mayans yet. Probably might watch it Friday.
I'm going to watch it today, and I'm going to spoil everything. I'm just going to send you everything I can. I'm just going to
So far, it's pretty good.
Live text it.
But it's pretty good so far, right?
I'm very excited.
Mayans MC on FX. All right, here's another one for you. You like these numbers?
Yes, they matter. Let's do it.
Tom wrote in He says, love the radio show. You talked about the 40 and 500 club. Do you think we're capable of this, basically, is what he said. Love the show, love the blog, he says. Here's what they're doing right now. Right now, Clemson's averaging 38 points a game and 513 yards a game. So they're close to the 4,500 club.
Again, a couple of scrubs in there.
It is true. Now, two things I said, Mr. Orr 24. Tell me if you agree or disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
I disagree.
That Zach Orr is the best producer on all the radio.
Jumped the gun on that one, didn't I?
Yeah. Now, number one, I think the offense will keep getting better. Lawrence gets more comfortable. You figure out the personnel. You get a little more in the rhythm. I think the offense is going. Would you agree with that? That there's a chances are that the offense itself gets more efficient and gets better. Agree? As the season goes on. Agree?
Yes, agreed.
The second part, though, is originally I was thinking that, let's face it, Furman and Georgia Southern don't have as much talent. And so the opponent should get a little better defensively. In theory, once you play the non-conference schedule, you get in your conference. In theory, you'd say conference defenses should be a little bit better than Georgia Southern and Furman, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers might not indicate that. Here is, for the remaining 9 games, let me give you and again, it's a very small sample size. But here are the future opponents' ranking in terms of points allowed per game and total yards allowed defensively. Ready? This is points per game. This is going to give you some hope, Mr. Orr 24. Georgia Tech 71st in the country. Syracuse 41st. Wake Forest 77th. Now, NC State's 9th. Reminds you that NC State's only played 2 games, and also reminds you that NC State has played James Madison and Georgia State. But they're 9th in scoring defense right now. FSU 80th in scoring defense. Louisville 72nd.
Yep.
Boston College 58.
Yep.
Duke 27th. South Carolina 86th. It's not like you're going to be facing the Steel Curtain and the Doomsday defense or the no-name defense of the Miami Dolphins. Right?
Correct.
Now, here's the national rankings in terms of total yards allowed for the future opponents. Georgia Tech, 24th. Syracuse, 78th. Wake Forest, 107th. NC State, 60th. Florida State, 96th. Louisville, 82nd. Boston College, 64th. Duke, 77th. South Carolina, 56th.
Not a lot of low numbers there.
No. So, in theory, you'd say, yeah, the defenses you're going to be facing should be getting a little bit better. But is that the actual case? What defense is Clemson going to face in the next 9 games that you go, and I'm a little bit worried about this offense? I think they might have some answers for us. You heard the numbers. You know some of the personnel. Who really scares you?
Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody scares you on that schedule.
So I'll ask you, Mr. Orr24, the original question by, who asked this? Tom. 4,500 question mark? 4,500 club?
Is it doable? Yes. Do I think it's going to happen? No.
It's only happened twice in the last 8 years.
So?
In 2013, no. Clemson had averaged 40.2 points a game and 508 yards a game. In 2012, they averaged 41 points a game and 513 yards a game.
So I'm going to say a firm no then.
I don't know.
You're disagreeing? You think it's going to happen? This is it?
I think it can happen. I think as Trevor Lawrence gets comfortable, I think as Ross and Galloway and Higgins and Rodgers and Renfro, ETN, yeah.
What happens when we go through the entire season with Galliott and quarterback instead?
Then I'm saying no. The texture asks.
With all those numbers you just read, of their defenses and how they're not scary, I'm gonna need to put some people out.
Well, again, we're gonna play a lot of people.
You know,
we're gonna play a lot of people.
I'm just saying.
The texture want to know Clemson's defensive ranking for those points per game. Clemson's giving up 13 a game. That's 15th in the country. And total defense, total yards per game, giving up 268. That's 10th in the country. So that's a national defense right there, right? You can agree upon that.
Correct.
Do you know who the leaders are?
Again, though, we're three games in.
Way too early of a sample size. Way too small of a sample size.
One decent team.
Yes.
You played Mary Poppins, you, the other couple of weeks.
I wish I was more familiar with Mary Poppins. The music, I wish I was more familiar with that.
Jim Jimmy, Jim Jimmy,
Jim Jim the texture also wanted to know, another texture wanted to know, how did the previous opponents rank? Well, as you know, Furman will not be ranked in this. Texas A&M, in terms of total defense, give up 338 a game. They're 49th in the country. And Georgia Southern, giving up 356. They're 59th in the country. That's in total yards. And scoring defense among those right now. Georgia Southern, I saw this for yesterday here. A&M's 21st in the country in scoring defense, giving up just 15 points a game. And Georgia Southern's 37th. So just by, and again, way too small of a sample size. But it looks like that these, you know, these defenses aren't very, nothing really intimidating coming down the stretch. I mean, offensively, let me say this about the future schedule. Georgia Tech's option game gives you a little concern.
Sure.
I would say Syracuse's pace and their offense, their passing game gives you a little concern. Wake Forest, the freshman quarterback's playing well. Dortch, and they've got some pieces. You know what? They give you a little concern. I mean, NC State's Ryan Finley gives you a little concern. Florida State on the road, and maybe Francois gets together and Cam Akers. You don't like Cam Akers, but a little bit there. I don't think Louisville gives you a whole lot of offense concern. Louisville can't decide who their quarterback is. Boston College certainly gives you concern offensively, right? You're concerned about Brown. You're concerned about Dillon. You're concerned about Sweeney. You're concerned about Smith.
You're aware of them. Right. I'm not concerned.
Duke, so far, yeah. South Carolina, offensively. But defensively, and Clemson's defense is going to match up well against all those. But defensively,
You're not concerned about it. You have reckless abandon.
Okay.
When you're concerned about defenses. You're not concerned about anybody over there.
Okay.
Are you?
Nah.
Who on that schedule? Who is it?
You're saying that offensively,
you proceed with reckless abandon because there's no defense there that scares you. Should scare you.
That brings up a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a huge Clemson fan yesterday, former Clemson student athlete. And he said, if anything, this idea of bringing these guys along slow on offense, I don't like it because our defense is so stinking good that we can afford to take chances. Remember, I told you that Bobby Bowden and Mac Brown comment from Florida State and North Carolina a few years ago.
Sure.
Mac Brown, conservative running game, kicking game, special teams, had a great defense. Bobby Bowden, great defense, but hey, we're gonna spread this thing wide open, throw it out there, because in three plays we'll get the ball back, even if we turn it over. You can remember what one thing Deshaun Watson did here. Deshaun Watson turned the ball over.
People forget that.
Yeah, it's easy to forget. He's the greatest player in school history, but he turned the ball over. But that being said, the defense got the ball back a few plays later, and then he went and made three straight scoring drives and threw some missiles and made some great plays with his feet, and everybody forgets. But they had turnovers here then. I can give you evidence of that coming back. That in Clemson's 2000.
I prefer to remember the good times with Deshaun Watson, not the bads. Not the bad.
How about this? In Deshaun Watson's 2 years as a starter here, where he was basically the starter for a whole season. And which he played for a national championship and he won a national championship.
Yeah.
You were -2 and -1 in the turnover ratio.
Come on, Deshaun.
They turned it over.
Take care of the ball,
man. But they won. They went 28-2 despite not winning the turnover battle. Remember that? They were having games where they lose turnover battle by 3 and then beating somebody by 30 points.
Dabo's hair thinned a lot in those two seasons.
Yeah. That's what happened to mine,
too,
I guess.
He was pulling it out. Yours fell out. He was pulling it out.
You like all those numbers?
They matter.
They do matter. Here's what I'm telling you. You can get back to that this year. Be aggressive offensively.
Aggressive.
Get it done.
With 16 at the helm, huh?
Did you think, when I originally posed that to you, how easy the schedule's been so far with Furman and Georgia Southern, you thought the defense would be better coming down the stretch? They're really not that much better. statistically too early to tell, but not scaring you a whole lot.
Again, we're three games in.
Yep.
Got a lot of football to play.
Yep.
A lot of football. You're at the quarter pole.
Yep. Like Zach Allen at Boston College, defensive end. Will Harris, Boston College safety, is a pretty good player.
You're just really high on Boston College. You're out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to find guys. I'm thinking about guys that will be all ACC guys that you really got to scheme against defensively right now.
There's not a lot of them. Interacting with Boston College fans on Twitter.
Florida State's got a pretty good defense. I know their offense is so bad, it's put their defense in bad shape. I think Florida State's the one defense out there that might slow Clemson down a little bit.
I saw Samford move the ball pretty easily on that Florida State defense.
They did, 500 yards. You're right.
So,
but part of that's the offense is so bad, the defense has got to go back on the field again. Part of it.
What makes you think that game's going to be any different?
It won't be.
Except for the final score, right?
Right. I'm going to leave you with this. Years ago, they used to say, Dean Smith didn't feature Michael Jordan his first couple of years or whatever when he's at University of North Carolina. And he turned it on later in his, I think, stay there 3 years maybe. The old joke was the only guy who could hold Jordan under 30 was Dean Smith. Mm. And because Clemson's going to play a lot of players and they're going to substitute an awful lot, and they're not going to go in with the idea we're just going to just run teams out of the building. That's my new phrase today. That because experience is more valuable, the only team that holds Clemson under the 4,500 club for the season, the only people that hold them down are Dabo and playing players. I don't mind it because next year when you need a new left tackle, Jackson Carmen's played a lot. Next year when you need a new center, Gade Cervinka has played a lot. Next year when you need a new tight end, Braden Galloway's played a lot.
What's the healthy mix of preparing for the future and owning the present and knowing you have an opportunity to be something special?
As long as you win.
As long as you win.
Yep. Here's what happened on Saturday. I love seeing Bockhorst. I love seeing Jackson Carmen in the game much more than I would have loved two more touchdowns. 31-7, you know what? That's good enough for me.
I wouldn't have hated two more touchdowns.
38-7 was good enough for me.
Wouldn't have hated two more touchdowns.
No, I wouldn't have hated it.
Wouldn't say no to them.
I would value experience from guys. The game was not in the balance. The game was never in jeopardy. To score one more, 38-7 to me is the same as 45-7, the same as 52-7.
Sure.
As long I would value Galloway learning on it a little more. I would value Cervinka. I'd value, you know, getting some snaps. Love seeing Jackson Carmen out there more. Value that.
I like it. I'm with you. I'm just right. Asking the question.
Okay. Roto-Rooter, rotorooter.com. Get in touch with him. Look, I'm all fired up about Saturday. Can you tell I'm in a great mood still? Love it. They don't care. Told you this before. Tour championship this weekend, college football this weekend, NFL this weekend. They don't care. High school football, they don't care. They're just there for you 24/7, 365. They're going to take care of you. You got headaches. You got issues with your septic tank. You got clogged pipes, clogged drains, burst pipes. They'll take care of it for you. You got disposal issues. They'll take care of it for you. It's our great friends at Roto-Rooter. 288-7686, 288-7686, rotorooter.com. Remember, Roto-Rooter, that's the name of Wago Trouble's down the drain. Texas said, I don't like 0-0 at the end of the first quarter, Georgia Southern. I'm sorry, I thought we played four quarters. Here's what happens. If you blow them out, people don't come back at halftime and they go, I don't want to see a blowout. The game's already decided. We were already blowing teams out. I don't want to see a blowout. So 0-0, and you go, well, I don't want to see 0-0 at the end of it. You know what? Just play four quarters. See how you don't want to mark it up. The game was never in any kind of jeopardy. Nobody ever thought that Georgia Southern was going to beat Clemson. Play the guys, get the experience. That's why you don't have drop-offs when you lose a lot of talent. A break, we'll come back. How about some ACC power rankings on time for the first time all year? We'll do that when you return right after this.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Electric City Signs and Neon. Over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate. Specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs, Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list: high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today: Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit GetNorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See GetNorthland.com/offers for full details.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Hey, this is Mark Griffin. Many of you know me from Griffin Property Solutions. After 5 years, I'm proud to announce that Griffin has partnered with Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. The business landscape is constantly evolving, and so are the dynamics of commercial real estate. We offer local knowledge combined with a state-of-the-art global commercial network, leaving no stone unturned. We call it local reach on a global scale. Call us at 315-3734 or visit us at GriffinPartnersSC.com. Go Tigers!
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling. Or go online at ilovechickfil-a.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Not cool, man.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Yeah. What are you looking for? Absolutely.
Nothing.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Say it again, y'all. Listen to me.
Oh,
I despise.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Tell you about our friends at 4hymns.com. You know, we talk about football as men. We talk about golf and basketball and NASCAR, and we talk about our garages. Whatever. No one ever comes to take it. Man, your hair is looking a little bit thin, buddy. Have you ever thought about maybe taking care of that for you? Your dry skin, nobody ever talks about maybe a little bit of an issue there for you. We don't really talk about those things as men. But as you age, as you get over 40, and as things kind of happen, you know what? Sometimes right now, my wife talked the other day about my dry skin. I didn't know it, so need to pay attention to it. Everybody always talks about my hair. So look, at 4hymns, they've got this thing for you. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. You can save hours by going to 4hymns.com for anything with hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, anything you need for men. 4hymns, you can try this for a month right now for just $5. They're going to get you started for $5 while supplies last that first month. See the website for full details. This will cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacist. Go to 4hymns.com/Mickey5, forhims.com/Mickey5. 4hymns.com/Mickey5. We're going to do some ACC power rankings, but first, let's get to a couple of phone calls. Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Scott is in Greenville. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, no problem. I hope you guys are well.
Couldn't be better.
Real quick, I know Dabo, he's always had that philosophy of playing as many players as he can, and I totally love that. And there's nothing like having depth, but other than having experienced depth. But from an optics standpoint, from a playoff committee standpoint, let's say end of the year, we don't know what's going to happen. Wouldn't it be in Clemson's best interest to in conference play, if they have that one team that they just beat like a Miami they did a few years ago, 58-0, just to, you know, if you got down to where it was you and another team and another conference, and, you know, you had that game that stood out. You know, just want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, that's coming, okay? Yep. That's coming, and it might be this week. It might be. It's going to happen at some point in time. But let's look back at the national championship year, okay? They beat Auburn by 6 on the road. They were favored in that game by 9, and they only won by 6. They're a 35-point favorite to Troy and won by 6. Now, they did beat South Carolina State 59-0, so maybe that's what you're talking about. But they're a 10-point favorite against Georgia Tech. They won 26-7. Remember, they called the dogs off in Atlanta last time we were down there. They beat Louisville by 6, and Louisville's ranked 3rd in the country. They did beat Boston College that year 56-10. Maybe that might be one. They beat NC State by 7. They beat Florida State by 3. And they made the statement against Syracuse 54-0. They lost to Pittsburgh. Beat Wake Forest 35-13. They did pound South Carolina. They beat Virginia Tech by 7. The point is that so far, especially through 3 games that year, you weren't really saying, oh, man, they're just blowing people's doors off. The year before on the national championship where they played for it and lost, you had a 2-point game with Notre Dame, a 19-point game with Georgia Tech, a 17-point game with Boston College. Now, they did blow out Miami that year. So, but one of those blowouts is coming. But you beat Syracuse by 10 that year. You beat Florida State by 10 that year. You beat South Carolina by 5 that year. It's not like that Dabo's teams, even in their national championship game appearances, it's not like they're blowing everybody out every single week. It's coming. And in the end, here's what's happening. Remember when Vic Beasley and Grady Jarrett were here? And the very next year, they're like, oh, my goodness, Clemson's defense is going to suck next year. They lost all these guys up front. Well, they didn't, because they played Shaq Lawson, and they played Kevin Dodd, and they played guys in meaningful minutes. And, you know, whenever you lose a Cordray Tankersley, well, man, they're going to suck. Well, no, they didn't suck, because, you know, these other guys were playing at cornerback in meaningful snaps. I understand people want to win and win big, but 38-7, that's not good enough. Like, what would 42 – what would make you feel good last weekend? 70, 60, 50, 40. At what point in time do you go, that's not as valuable as those guys getting snaps? I like the snaps. I like how they're doing it right now.
Yeah. Hey, it's a good year. One other real quick question. I noticed with Lawrence and Bryant on the screenplays, the speed and the quickness at which that ball is delivered, it seemed like it gives that receiving player that extra second to get that ball and adjust rather than giving the defense that extra time to adjust to the play. And how big of a deal is that, in your opinion? And I'll hang up and take that off the air.
Thank you, man. Scott. I appreciate the phone call. I think the biggest factor there, Zach, can help me on this. I think we can agree. To me, there's three things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Bryant doesn't seem like he gets it out of his hands as fast. Agree?
Sure.
Number two, it's not going with the zip or the accuracy as much on his perimeter passes.
Correct.
And number three, at the snap of the ball, those corners, those safeties, and even those outside linebackers are coming crashing over there on that play when they read it.
All correct.
I think that one of the things that Lawrence gets it out faster, throws it more accurate, and gets it over there. But the other thing is that safety's got to be in that corner. You bite on it because what's going to happen in a meaningful game, they're going to whip around, fake that one, pump fake that one, and they're going to whip that ball around on a little stop and go, a little wheel coming off of that. The deep threat opens up the perimeter passing game. The deep threat opens up the running game. Been saying it for months. Chad is in Columbia, 654 Roar. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Doing well, Mick. Hey, you're talking about University College. Do you have to be a student to live there?
No.
I mean, cause you said $500 a month.
Right.
I mean, dude, that's cheaper than renting a hotel room in Clemson for, home games.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Very good point.
I mean, and then if you put it on, I don't know if it's illegal or not, but you rent it out on Airbnb on other nights when you're not there, dude, you know? That could be a moneymaker.
See, you're thinking over there, man. You're thinking.
You know, hey, the other thing, I think the reason fans are upset is, you know, we see ETN, and we see a clear drop-off when ETN's not in the game. And, you know, he runs in the first series, and second series is somebody, and the third series is somebody. And then, you know, he gets 15, touches in a game, and he, has a career a day. And then he has Tony Elliott after the game. Basically something like, hey, how great did EDM play? And Tony Elliott's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'll have to look at the tape. It's like, what? It's almost like sometimes I think Tony Elliott might be too smart. You know, like it's the opposite of somebody that would be like, have a simplistic approach to it. Because it's like, I mean, the guy clearly made a couple of incredible plays and clearly just jumps out at you. How explosive he is when he touches the ball in comparison to all of our other backs. And then when, his position coach is asked about it, it's like, yeah, I mean, I'll have to see. It's like, what else is he seeing that nobody else is seeing? You know what I'm saying? Is he that smart?
Yeah.
And so, the other thing I had for you, I'm trying to think, what was it? Oh, yeah, you just were talking about with Scott. Nick, if it's 3rd and 6, okay, midfield and Lawrence is in a game, I think the quarterback draw would be much more effective with Lawrence than it would be with Kelly Bryant. And the reason why, Mick, is they're not expecting it. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like when Texas Tech with Mike Leach, when they would run the ball, they'd rush for, 5-6 yards a carry on average just because they surprised you when they ran it. And so I almost think if we went 4 wide with Lawrence in the game, it just opens up. I mean, 3rd and 6 could be a running play to ETN, or it could be a quarterback draw with Trevor Lawrence. And I just think it's going to open up the rushing game, open up the screen game, and obviously, the mid-range and downfield passing game. And I'll just get your thoughts hanging up.
Chad, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, the middle of the field. Here's what I think that this team will do, has done, but will do even better and better and better,
mm-hmm.
is that they're going to take what the defense – you can't cover everything, so you can take what the defense gives you. If it's a too-high safety look, like you saw last week, like I think you're going to see this week, middle of field opens up.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for that middle linebacker to get that depth. One of the keys at Tampa, too, is in a pass play.
Sure.
That middle Mike, that he's got to get great depth. If he doesn't, the deeper he drops, the more air he's got to put underneath it to get it over him, gives safeties more time to come back in and make plays. If he is the single biggest key to the passing game in old Tampa 2.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're going to be looking at that too high safety look again this weekend, Does that affect who you play behind a guy like Travis Etienne? I know he just mentioned Travis there, and there's a drop-off, quote-unquote drop-off, between him and who's behind him. Does a guy like Lynn J. Dixon see some more time based on his pass protection skills and what he brings to the table?
He looked good. By the way, and that was a good block, but he kind of got blown up on that block a little bit, too. The guy kind of pushed him down, but he made the block.
He gave
his gave him an extra second of time, sacrificed his body.
Mm-hmm.
The guy kind of blew him up, though.
Did he? He blew him to the side.
If you were downtown in Clemson
mm-hmm.
and getting a frosty spirit like mm-hmm. you like getting, and you looked out the window and the guy did that to another guy, you go, oh, my God, man, that guy got his butt kicked.
Sure. But in that situation, did his quarterback get touched?
Right.
Did he?
Well, no, his quarterback did not get touched. No,
he did not.
No, I'm with you. With that said, I want to see more Lynn J. Dixon, too. You know what happens here? And I told you this has happened a lot lately on our text line.
Our healthier text line?
Yeah, healthier text line. In this past game, Justin Ross had a great game.
He did.
3 catches, 103 yards, and a touchdown. A whoop, whoop touchdown.
A double whoop?
Yeah. He double whooped him, right?
Oh, man.
Didn't it what happened?
Oh, he did. He did.
So, the text we get on Monday morning was, what's wrong with T. Higgins? How come he didn't play very much? How come he didn't catch any ball Saturday? It's like, well, he caught one. He did okay. But you know what I'm saying? It's like they have so many weapons. All I want to see, I want ETN to get 15 to 20 carries this week. And if you do that, Mr. Orr 24, I promise you this much. On Monday, I'm not going to go, man, I thought Dixon would have played more. I thought Choice and Feature probably should have more carries in there. You know? You throw the ball to Higgins. You throw it to Ross, or you throw it to Rodgers, or you throw it to Renfro, and those guys, and you throw it to Galloway a little bit downfield. You throw it to those guys, and I'm not going to go on Monday going, hey, man, Cornell Powell needs to touch it more, man. I don't know why we didn't try to get the ball to Travion Thompson more down the field. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But that's what we've got right now. You got so many weapons that, yeah, guess what? Every single week, you can second guess a lot of it. Here's what I'm not going to second guess. As the offensive coordinator at Clemson, Tony Elliott, Jeff Scott are 46-4. Friends, these are the glory days. If you want to complain about Florida State offense right now, knock yourself out. If you're a North Carolina fan right now and you want to complain about some coaching, knock it out, pal. I'm here to listen to you. And even though you're a butcher, even though you cut hair, even though you're an electrician or a linesman, even though you're a lawyer or a doctor, I'm willing to listen to you. But at 46-4 in their last 50, I'm going to have a hard time trying to nitpick what's wrong with your football program.
Is there a left-hand contract from those positions that they have right now?
No.
They have to prove them each game in, game out?
And guess what they're doing? They're proving it.
I get it.
Because here's what I get sometimes, too.
You
have to
be careful with the broad painted strokes here of, well, they're 46-4. We can't possibly critique them at all. There's no way to do that.
Critique them.
You can do that.
But I love this idea. Well, Clemson's playing not to lose. Well, guess what? They don't lose. It would be different if you said Clemson's playing not to lose, and that's what got them beat. What was said last week was Clemson's playing not to lose, and they still won the game.
They lost 4 games ago.
Yeah.
4 games ago.
And 9 months ago.
I'm just saying.
To the national champion.
I get it.
So.
Which is who you're comparing yourself to the entire year. That's what you're going to be doing. Yeah. That's where you are right now.
I'm willing to listen to Nebraska. I'm willing to listen to all these teams out there that you should be better and you're losing, and you don't tell me what's wrong with it, great. But this show making money right now?
Mm-hmm.
This radio station making money right now?
To my knowledge, I hope so.
There's a lot of times where we weren't. Man, let's fix a lot of stuff that's broken. Your company out there, you're selling. Things are going good. My only point is this, Zach, and I don't mind critiquing. I think that's fair. These are the glory days. Don't get so caught up in your nitpicky critique that you don't sit back and smell the roses, because they're not going to be on the bloom. They're not blooming all the time. It won't be this way all the time. These are the glory years. Don't lose sight of that.
You want to win, or you want to rest on your laurels? Because that's what that's doing.
No.
That's absolutely what that's doing.
This week, Clemson's going to beat Georgia Tech.
But let's go out and dominate. Let's go out and win some football games. Nobody's more competitive in the world than Dabo Sweeney.
Right.
He wants to win every single game.
Right.
We can sit back and enjoy the glory years, the glory days, whatever you want to call them, after the national championship game. That's what you can do. During the season, focus. Let's get in on this. Let's do this.
I'm a fan.
Let's
have a good time. I'm a fan.
Of course we do.
No. Well, I got to take a break. Let's discuss it when we come back, all right?
All right.
Short break. Will from Walhalla. Hang on more to this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Hurry in for your choice of our two-piece dinner, two-wing dinner, or one-breast dinner for just $3.99 each. Dinner includes a made-from-scratch biscuit and a fixin'. Just $3.99 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
Before any vehicle can be called an Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned, it must pass a stringent 172-point inspection by their factory-trained techs. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned ensures your satisfaction with its extended warranty, roadside assistance, and vehicle history report. Buy your Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned with confidence from the supreme team at Anderson Ford. Exit 19 on Clemson Boulevard. Anderson Ford. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Changing. Get your vehicle ready for rain, ice, and snow with a new set of Yokohama tires from R&R Tire Express. It's easy. $20 gets you started with R&R Tire Express's Everyone's Approved 6-month Same as Cash program. Yokohama's durable technology keeps you safe on the road with all different road conditions. And at R&R, installation, flat repair, and roadside assistance, a $300 value, is absolutely free. Yokohama tires, just $20 with R&R's 6-month Same as Cash. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. RNRTires.com.
Storm prepping, storm damage, Surf Pro Pickens County South Greenville has the upstate covered with tree removal, water mitigation, roof tarping, board up services, and after storm cleanup for commercial and residential properties. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your home, family, and business. Call 864-855-3993. Surf Pro works with all insurance carriers for stress-free claims process. Again, that's 864-553-993. Call today. Surf Pro like it never happened.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
I think this entire audience is on medication.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. Did someone on Twitter this morning say you need to get a little engineer sleep bed?
Yeah, how about that?
Hey, I don't give you a whole lot of advice in this world, do I?
Almost exclusively give me advice I don't ask for.
You didn't ask for this advice either. Get you an engineer sleep bed. Just do that, buddy. Just do that.
I'll look into it. How'd you sleep last night?
Like a million bucks. Every morning at 5, I get up.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, about 4:45, let the dog out. And I come back and lay down for about 15 minutes. I get up at 5. And during that 15 minutes, my wife is up, because, you know, and then she's actually snoring that last 15 minutes because you just go right back to sleep, man.
Oh.
It's just so good. Custom-designed bed just for you. And I told you this advice I'm going to give you. I'll give it to you again. Everybody thinks, oh, soft. No, with the mattress, firms a little more firmer than you think, because it's just better for your back long term. So just think about that and get you a custom made, custom designed bed. Tell them you heard about it here at Engineer Sleep. They're going to give you 10% off, free delivery locally.
10% off?
Yeah.
Nice.
Already. And that's off the 100% off what you're paying for, because you don't pay the middleman guy.
Nice.
So great friends, engineersleep.com. Let me get Will in Walhalla. We'll continue this conversation with Zach Orr here in a minute. Hey, Will, thanks for hanging through that break. I hope you're doing well this morning.
I am, and thank you for taking my call. Mickey, I agree with you 100%. We, as fans, we can critique or second guess or whatever. What we don't want to do is to micromanage a program. Anytime you're 46-4 over the last 5 years, that's a 92% winning record. That's well beyond Bear Bryant, which I still think is the gold standard in college football. And certainly these are great years, great seasons. A national championship has been won. And I think the coaching staff is bringing the team and the players along very well. I could care less about beating Georgia Tech 45 points. What I'd like to do is to win convincingly, 14, 17, 20 points. You're winning on the road. And as long as we keep winning, we're going to be in the Final Four. And then you just do what you can. And I think in preparing a number of players, that's what the coaching staff is doing. So I'm going to let them make the basic decisions as well as the small decisions and be supportive of them. And I, as I say, people can second guess. That's fine. They can critique plays, but I don't think we need to get over into trying to micromanage what every decision is or what every call is or what might be. And I think the coaching staff is doing a very good job there, and I think everybody can support Clemson, but I wouldn't get over into trying to dissect every play call or every series. Sometimes the other team has really good players, and they make plays. And, you know, we lost four games. Sometimes you get out-coached. There's some fairly good coaches out there. So I think things are going very well. Now, if just looking a little bit at Georgia, you know, Georgia has blown two national championships in the last 10 years. And I think they're headed in the right direction, but I don't know necessarily that they're going to be a proven program until they win the national championship in this current setup. And I appreciate your time, and thank you, sir.
Thank you, Will. Hope you have a great day up in Walhalla. I need to go to the Walhalla Steakhouse up there sometime, so give me some Arabian rooster up there. The tweet of the day on Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Tweet of the day comes from Kevin. In the 80s, my dad said he complained so much during the games at Ford, he couldn't appreciate the good years. Then the 90s and 2000s happened. He no longer complains, as he's enjoying every second of these glory years. Enjoy them while you have them. I did the same thing. And I said this. Here's how I classify it. I sat in a stadium where Danny Ford's beating teams, and we just ran the ball the whole time. People could say, throw the ball! You know, like, I don't know, we're winning a game, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like he said, the 90s and 2000s happens. And my attitude back then was, I didn't enjoy the wins. The losses hurt so bad that I was worried about the next loss rather than enjoying the wins that we had. And Jeff writes in on Twitter, and he makes a very good Dabo Swinney quote here when he says, "No, dude, Mr. 24, we can enjoy every win during the season as they're happening. How different the 2017-2015 feel, the difference fan appreciation. We actually won more comfortably in 2017 than we did in 2015. He says, but here's a quote from Dabo. He said, quote, "I never want winning to be a relief." And I just agree with that because here's what happened. That line's always going to move. I don't want to be Alabama. When Alabama beats somebody in a couple of weeks, last year they beat A&M by 8 at A&M, and you go on the Alabama message boards and they're panicking. Like, why didn't we only won by 8? We didn't cover the spread this week. 38-7 is good enough, man. That's good enough. I don't have to embarrass anybody or beat anybody, whatever. It would be different if 38-7 didn't come at the expense of playing Carmen and Galloway and Bryce and Dixon and Bockhorst.
Mm-hmm.
These guys played and they got experience. And next year, when Clemson opens up with A&M's going to be a top 10 or 15 team next year. And go, man, what are they going to do at tackle? Mitch Hyatt's gone. He's a 4-year starter. Well, you know what? Jackson Carmen played over 100 plays last year, and he looked pretty good in those 100 plays. Now, we didn't beat anybody 62-7, but Jackson Carmen got some very valuable experience, not in mop-up duty, but in a close game in the second quarter.
So it's the weight of expectations is what this all comes down to, right? He talks about 2015. There was expectations on the team, but it wasn't as serious as it is now or last year. The weight of expectations. You want to be successful, but you don't want the expectations that come with it is what it comes down to.
Successful? Mm-hmm. 38-7 is success.
Because those things, it is, yes. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying there are the level you're trying to achieve, the mark you're trying to reach. Certain things come with that, and it's inevitable that people are going to feel one way or the other about it, but there's going to be a large portion of the fan base that feels that, you know, you need to be doing more every week for some reason. I can't help that. And there's going to be other people like yourself and some texture this morning that want to live in the glory days for what they're happening, and I just don't know how realistic that is on either side. There has to be some kind of medium, isn't there?
38-7.
What's the happy medium there?
I'm happy.
You're just happy.
I'm happy.
Okay.
As a Clemson fan, being ranked second in the country, winning 46 of the last 50 games, playing the playoffs the last 3 years, going to the championship, and being ranked number 3 in the country right now, number 2 in the country right now, and winning by 31 points on Saturday, that's enough to me.
I think you're missing the point there. I'm with you.
I'm happy.
I'm happy with that as well. But there's expectations on this team now. It's a different feeling in Tigertown.
Sure, and it should be to win. I expect to beat Georgia Tech this weekend.
Absolutely.
That's my expectation.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to beat Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't beat Georgia Tech on Saturday, then I'll be the first person at 6:06 on Monday to be complaining about it.
What if they struggle? It's a fourth quarter game. They barely squeak one out. There's no complaints about it, or you're good?
No, I'll complain about some of it, but I mean, how close? What did it look like? I don't know yet. I didn't complain about A&M. I was there. It's 104,000, and Mon played great, and wide receivers played great, and Jimbo coached a great game. And they're I'll tell you right now, as we found out later, we should have known this before, as I expected, though, but when Larry Williams let us talk about it, A&M has recruited more 4 and 5 stars than Clemson has.
Sure.
And A&M's ranked this week.
Sure.
So we should have seen it come a little more. I was happy to get out of A&M. That's fine with me. Number one, you win.
Win the game.
You
got to win by 1 point.
Right. But if they only win by one, yeah, there'll be some things coming up. Clemson should beat Georgia Tech by more than one this weekend. But I'll take it. Wisconsin would love to take a 1-point win over BYU right now.
Sure.
They should have beaten them worse than, what was the spread in that game? 14, 17 points, something like that?
It was higher than that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So give me that one. And survive in advance and move on. Let's just beat who you got to beat on Saturday. Do that 13 times, you'll be in the playoffs.
We forgot our ACC power rankings again.
Brad, he's asked forgiveness. I'll forgive us for that. I'm a good hands of Brad. He's, I'm a good hands of Allstate. I don't worry about my insurance at all. I had a review. We review it all the time and keep it up with it all the time. Always, you know, looking at it. I trust Brad. He's a trust Allstate. Brad, he's an Allstate Insurance Agency. On our 2-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, get in touch with them at EricNewton.com. A full service real estate company. Zach, can you give me a 15-second one here?
Yeah. 2-minute drill for this. We're going to top five for the SEC. Clemson, Virginia Tech, BC, Duke, and Syracuse at number five right now. Syracuse, your boy Dino Babers, number five.
EricNewton.com. My 2-minute drill here is Clemson, Virginia Tech, Boston College, Syracuse, Duke at number five.
Dukies!
Yeah. And then